We're very fortunate to have Ashok Bhai here with us this morning. Somebody who's very experienced, not only in Laukik life, but Alaukik life as well. Ashok Bhai has spent a number of years in the army. Have you not, Ashok Bhai? And has been with Baba for more than 35 years. So a wealth of experience. And this morning we were having a little chit-chat off stage, and Ashok Bhai made a comment that it's not easy to have courage, because the topic today is courage and contentment, and that it requires a stage of being combined with Baba to maintain courage. And it was a very revealing statement, and I look forward to hearing what more clarity Ashok Bhai can provide us on this subject. So Ashok Bhai will give class until about 11:45, and then we will finish with yoga until 12:30, and this evening's meditation will start at 5:30 in the hall. Thank you. Welcome, Ashok Bhai.
Om Shanti. This morning we'll be sharing on the subject of contentment and courage. It is said that courage is the king of all the qualities, and contentment is the queen of all the qualities. In the words of Lord Moran, who wrote a book on Anatomy of Courage, he says, courage is a moral quality. And Sir Winston Churchill goes further and says, courage is the quality which guarantees all others. And as we were sharing with some senior brothers this morning over the breakfast, that a research was carried out by the scientists on the basic human responses, that when one has to face a danger or a dangerous situation, he either has a response of flight, run away from the situation, or a response of fight, he faces the situation. And a very new dimension was added to my knowledge, that when it was done on men, it was found that in a very dangerous situation, the involuntary or the natural response was to run away, flight. But in certain cases, when he was trained, we call it in the military language that if you train a person, his voluntary response of courage emerges. But a very strange thing happened when the same research was carried on women. They responded in a different manner, which proved that they are more powerful than men. That's the latest researches. And coming to Dadi Janki's version, supporting that view, because I do support that, Dadi Janki, when she was talking to a group of people, wise people of India, some saints were sitting on the stage, and she was talking to the people who were spiritually oriented. He said, the first benefit of joining the Brahma Kumaris organization in my life was that it made me lose the fear of death. I became free from the fear of death. Because as we become soul conscious, we become conscious that we are eternal souls, and that eternity makes you so courageous that you lose the fear of death. You become free from the bondage of death. And we have seen this practically happening in our life many, many, many times. That is why she was chosen as the chief of an organization at the age of 90 plus. I have never seen in the history of any organization that you are chosen to be the leader or you are selected as the head of an organization after the age of 90. And we see that flying angel moving around all over the world. Just last month we had a situation that Dadi Gulzar was to go for a week's visit to Dubai and the UAE states. On the last day, she was just to go, she developed some problem and she was sick. And she was smilingly looking at Dadi Janki, said, "Dadi, this body has gone 2 weeks since morning, what do I do?" "Don't worry, Gulzar, I will go in your place." And previous to that, Dadi Janki had a serious history of sicknesses. And we were all looking at her, "Don't worry, I'm getting an inner voice that I must go and do this service." She moved immediately, spent 7 days in UAE, every day traveling to different people, encouraging different people, fulfilling them with spiritual strength. And she came back absolutely fit. In military language, you say fighting fit, we call it. So, I have got a bit of military background, so I use sometimes those terminologies. And courage is the primary quality of a military leader, where we cannot compromise. And now we are all part of the spiritual army, raised by the Supreme Godfather Himself. And it's the easiest thing to have in life. After seeing the life of Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, I have seen it in many occasions on Dadi Prakashmani, various situations and confronting very difficult situations, circumstances. And her response has been of very light. So the third word was added, that in front of a dangerous situation, one has three responses: flight, fight, or remain light. And when we go to Dadis, they remain always double light, not just light. And that is the reason, that double word is the main reason why they can remain light in very difficult situations. Because they are in a combined state with Baba. And once the Almighty is with you all the time as your companion, there is no need to be scared of any situation, whatsoever it may be. I'll relate the story of Dadi Prakashmani, that how she used to demonstrate extraordinary courage in most difficult situations. And one of the outputs of that is this Gyan Sarovar complex. Which is, everyone feels when he enters into this complex as if he has come to a heaven. Do you all feel so when you come and stay in Gyan Sarovar complex, that you are living in a heaven? We are Baba's children, but all those who have yet to recognize Baba, the non-BKs we call them, when they come, they all speak in one common word, that, "Oh, we are really coming to heaven. We have never seen such an environment anywhere else." Because it is based on the courage and conviction of Dadi Prakashmani and all the BK family. The second is contentment. We recently had a Murli on contentment by Sweetest Bab Dada. Anyone remembers what are the basic qualities of a contented soul? Anyone? The Murli is spoken in Hindi, and Baba speaks very rhymic words in Hindi language. There are 3-4 rhymic words which he spoke, which define the quality of contentment. And he said it is the quality which brings in all the qualities within you. If you are a contented soul, you will have all the qualities required by a spiritual person. The 3 words which he used was Sakshi, Prapti and Pragati. Sakshi is a detached observer stage. A contented soul can always observe this detached observer stage. So he sees situations in a detached observed manner. He is not affected by them. He is always contented in himself. Second one is Prapti. Prapti means achievements. If you had all the achievements in your life, you'll be naturally contented. And we have achieved eternal treasures from the Father in terms of virtues, jewels of knowledge, treasures of knowledge, various powers. And since our achievements are of an eternal nature, we are contented souls. And the third word is Pragati. Pragati means progress. A contented soul always keeps progressing in his life. And it's very important to keep progressing to feel contented. If you are progressive in nature, you'll be always contented. So strange are the definitions of the God. But he ensures that what he says happens in your life. And the fourth word we can add is Sathi. Sathi means your companion. Since we have made Baba as our companion, we are able to have all those 3 conditions fulfilled for a contented person. We can remain a detached observer if we are attached to Baba. Otherwise, it's very difficult to remain detached from situations and circumstances. Like Baba is always seeing things in a very detached manner. And that's why he is able to help us out from situations. You can either be a part of a problem or you can be a part of a solution. If you want to be the part of a solution, the primary requirement is that you should be able to see the situation as a detached observer. And if you have Baba as your companion always with you, success is guaranteed. And if Baba is with us, we have all those points of self-respect emerging in our life, which makes us always fulfilled. And also ensures progress in our life, Pragati. So Sakshi, Prapti and Pragati are the 3 ingredients of contentment. And Baba also said that if you acquire this quality of remaining contented and imparting contentment to others, you are fulfilling the aspirations of the Father. You are Bab Saman, and all the qualities will follow, the quality of contentment. And your journey in life becomes a very smooth sailing. The leaders always have these two things in their life. Courage can be... Courage is not a quality which comes by birth. Like you can have a certain gift by God and you can have the aptitude for games or for playing difficult physical roles. But courage means to have a very high risk profile, to stand firm in front of very difficult, dangerous situations. It doesn't come by birth. Even intelligence comes by birth. But courage is to be built in life. Courage can be built by positive inputs. A proper homely atmosphere where the parents encourage the children to do imaginative and creative things. They promote a child, they pat him, encouraging him at all levels, give him recognition so that he becomes a courageous person. And that's what happens in our spiritual family. These dadis, senior sisters and brothers, they give you the best possible assistance. And that's why Baba's children become very courageous. As I said in the beginning, I would like to share Dadi Prakashmani's story, a real story, which gave birth to this wonderful child of Baba, Gyan Sarovar, which has done the maximum VIP service. It is situated in a village called Salgaon. And as Baba is very fond of using rhymic words, and when this Gyan Sarovar was to be built, he says, Gyan Sarovar will become a source of service to VIPs. Seva ki khan, instead of Salgaon, he said, Seva ki khan ban jayega. And as we see scenes emerging, it has really proven its worth. The type of qualitative service which has been done during last 15 years, 16 years of its existence, is very unique. You might have seen a board at the entrance gate of this hall. There is a board, foundation stone laying ceremony. Has anybody seen it? A small blackboard. When you climb the steps on the right side on the wall where we have leaves, there's a board, small board. What does it read? Foundation stone of this complex was laid by Dr. M. Channa Reddy, the governor of Rajasthan, on 27th March 1993. Has anybody seen it? Raise your hand. No one? Okay, good. Those who have not seen it while going back, you can have an observation there. Dr. M. Channa Reddy was the governor and he was a man of very strong likings and dislikings. One of the toughest leaders ever produced in our country. He was very heavy on the administrators. He was a political person. Though governor's job is not a political assignment, it is primarily an administration and a decorative post. But he had the background of being the chief minister, a cabinet rank minister of the government of India before he was given this charge of governor. And he was famous in handling his administrative officers and police officers in a very tough manner. A man with a very high rate of anger in his expressions. Very impatient. And would burst into anger at any time. on his staff. When he came in contact with this organization, he was impressed by a program given by our children. There was a week-long children program going on, personality development camp for the kids. And we had children of different ages, 5 to 15 years. And they used to give different performances every day and their classes were conducted. And I have been very keenly interested in children development, personal development camps, so I used to be very regular, right from day one from 1976 onwards. But this was 1992 when he was made the governor. We happened to go and meet him our normal ways, that we go to VIP, sir, would you like to pay a visit and all that. He said, yes, I want to go and pay a visit, but I want to be a regular visitor. I have been a politician, a free bird, and now I've been made a governor, I feel I'm encaged. And I have no freedom, because I have to go to a place which is of a very high standard, and I believe your institution is of a high standard. But I would like just to go there, coolly sit and see programs. Don't invite me for dinners and all that type. I said, you come and have a look at the children program. He saw that program. He saw a variety of performances given by young children, and all performances were spiritually oriented. He was alarmed. He says, these youths, they are all spiritually oriented. They are so disciplined. My own great-grandchildren, my grandchildren, I cannot manage. I can manage very strongly my IAS officers, my police officers, you know, all those big, big shots of the country, I can manage them well, but I can't manage my grandchildren. How have you made these people so disciplined and so spiritual? I said, would you like to come every day and have a look at their performances? He said, I would love to. So he came for all the 7 days of the week and used to see program and get very happy about it. And he says, well, they have learned this, your meditation technique at such a young age. Can I also learn it? At this old age, he was 70 plus. And I said, yes, meditation can be learned at any age, sir. You don't need to worry. You can start. He says, can you send me a teacher? I cannot come to your institution as a student being a governor. But can you send one of your teachers to the Raj Bhavan, Governor House, every day so that she can give me a lesson every day for an hour or so? And our sister Usha, we call it SML Usha. She conducts self-managing leadership courses in India. And so she was sent. She was the youngest teacher at that time in Madhuban. And she was like a granddaughter to him. And he says, listen, don't try to impress me with your knowledge. I'm a very highly read person. I've gone through all scriptures of Indian history and I've seen all these sannyasis and all these, you know, hypocrites people, the so-called spiritually enlightened people, these saints whom I see in, you know, they have different costumes. I know those guys. They can't impress me. So don't teach me any big, big philosophies or something. Teach me something from your lifestyle. And she had to do in a different way. And don't think you can finish my 7 days course in 7 days. I may take 17 days. And she said, no problem, uncle. I'll come every day and I'll teach you. So they became uncle and a daughter, and then she used to go every day and teach him. Within 2 weeks, anybody who takes this godly knowledge, what is the first effect? What is the first transformation which appears in our life? What do we start losing? Bolo, speak. Anger, as simple as that. Because the moment you become soul conscious, you have to be sweet. You have no choice. And becoming the child of the sweetest father, sweetness is the first quality of a BK. And that guy also started transforming. His staff was so happy. He became a vegetarian. There was a challenge by one of the top police corps or the head of the department said, this guy can never become a vegetarian. Only God can turn him into a vegetarian. And since God had the mercy on that soul, he became a vegetarian and he started changing his lifestyle from a very angry man to a little less angry man. Because he had a taste for some type of vegetarian food which was again stimulating type. He couldn't leave onion and garlic. Rest all things he could. So there was an element of anger still left out. And that remnant anger was also pretty high. Anyhow, he came. We invited him. He became quite friendly. So this plans of this Gyansora complex were held up by the previous government for some environmental, on some issues. And the project was cleared by the governor when we explained him the whole thing. The government had to be changed, so he became all in all for some time, full power, and he cleared the plans of Gyan Sarovar, which was going to be the first very costly project to be handled by the organization. And as a leader, you know, in India, those political leaders have a habit, when they go to do inauguration or foundation stone laying of some complex, they will announce a donation. So he came and he did the foundation stone laying ceremony and then he said, I declare a donation of 500,000 rupees for this project from the governor's fund. And he walked off to his Raj Bhavan. We, as a rule, we were very strict at that time. We don't take accept any donations. We only run this organization with the voluntary contribution of our regular members. So it did not give us any effect, and we didn't respond to what he said. And within 2 days, I was hauled up by the Raj Bhavan, his secretary, which was a commissioner of the government of Rajasthan, a very high-ranking officer. And he says, Ashok, 2 days have passed. You have not given any application. I am supposed to be giving you the donation. In whose name should I sign the check? I said, well, if you wanted to have the donation, we would have given you the application. Since we do not take donations, we have not given you the application. And then he said, but do you know the nature of this man, whose secretary I am? Even though he's getting transformed by your education, but still this guy has got the remnants and he's very tough. He has scolded me already 4 times in the last 2 days. And I'm afraid if you do not give me an application tomorrow, I may lose my job. Because he had told him, I want that job to be done on top priority. If you don't do it, and then he keeps quiet. So this guy is scared. And now let's see how courageous leaders display all the qualities of a leadership. The message was conveyed to Brother Nirvair and he says, Ashok, it's a very dangerous situation. He's head of a state, we cannot afford his annoyance. If he gets annoyed on us, nothing will move. And this Gyansarovar project will be doomed. So we have to handle it very tactfully. I said, then what do you do? Do you compromise with the principles of donation? He says, no, no question. Our Dadiji is not going to do that. Then, let's give this problem to Dadi Prakash Mani, he says. Normally the problems are handled by Nirvair Bhai or his team of people, which we are. Any administrative issues. But he says, this is very difficult. He is head of the state. I cannot handle him. Only our chief can handle him. Now, you must have heard the qualities of a leader. The first 8 qualities are that he's a good listener, he's available, he's patient, he's flexible. Have you heard these leadership attitudes? You must have read in SML, many of you. And then he has to be discerning, he has to have very decision-taking ability, he has to be responsible for his decisions, because all decisions have repercussions. And then he has to be carrying the group with him the power of cooperation he has to display, team building, what we call. So listening, availability, patience, flexibility, discernment, decision-making ability, responsibility, and team-making. These are the basic qualities of a top leader, which our dadis are the best ones. So here was a chance for me to learn and see how these qualities are displayed by Dadiji and how she handles that situation. Courage is as I said, a moral quality. It is standing firm in front of situations, very difficult situations, for the values which one appreciates in life. So it is a respect. If you have respect for a value system, then it makes you automatically very courageous. And Dadi Prakashmani was very stringent about the value system of our organization. And one of the basic system was that we do not take donations from outsiders. So a situation was put to her, and then we went to Dadiji and we said, Dadi, there's a very difficult situation. The secretary of the governor is crying for his life because he's expecting that he will lose his job if we do not accept this donation. She said, but you know, Ashok, we can't do it. We have never done it. Why didn't you tell him sweetly? I said, I told him. But he says, no, I cannot tell this to His Excellency. Order is order. He said, give it, I have to give you. You give him an application. And then Dadi was listening very quietly. And naturally he was available and she was available. And she says, smilingly, okay. Go to that secretary and tell him that Dadi has invited His Excellency over a cup of tea in Peace Park. If you could come over a cup of tea, then I will explain him the situation and we'll thrash out this problem. And then I went in, and then the secretary was so scared. He says, is she going to tell him that she's not going to take donation? No, I cannot tell him to go for a cup of tea. I said, then what do you want? We have a value system and we don't compromise with our value system. He says, then you only go into him and invite him. So I went into his office. He was a good friend of mine. We had no problem. We used to meet always smilingly, and he used to take drishti, and he used to share happily with me. So we went in, and then I told him, sir, Your Excellency, our respected Dadiji has invited you over a cup of tea in Peace Park. When can you make it? He says, Dadi has invited? It's my delight. Today evening, no problem, I will come. So 27th March gone, 28th gone, and 29th evening. No, on 30th probably. A day later, so just tomorrow we will come. On 30th March, I remember the date, the tea was arranged for the governor in Peace Park. And since governor is the state head, we give him due respect. The fleet of vehicle goes, and he could sense when I met him and I said, Dadi has invited you over a cup of tea and she wants to share some things with you. So he was a very intelligent, sharp chap. He understood that probably my offer of donation will be denied. And since he was a man of very firm determination, he won't accept things lightly. He thought over it. He took a day off, and then he called his collector, the man who is the head of the district, the commissioner who takes care of the full area, the police commissioner. All three people were invited. He called them, and he told that intelligence police commissioner, go and find out what is the bank account of Brahma Kumaris today. So they found out the bank accounts. And then he said, listen, tomorrow we are going for a very important mission. We have been invited for a cup of tea, but there's going to be a very important discussion. I want to see this old lady who has never seen a college, how he faces a situation, which in my opinion is very complicated. So all the officers were called on duty, everybody came, and nice tea was organized. I mean, welcome was organized. We were sitting together. And then all the officers sitting behind him on duty. And after a nice sharing of greetings and all, he said, "Dadiji, today I am going to ask you some questions as a governor. I hope you don't mind." So she said, "Nay, Chennareddiji, you are my brother." He says, "You are my brother. My brother can ask anything from the sister. No problem, ask anything." And then the dialogue starts. He says, "Do you know, Daddy, you made me lay the foundation stone of a very huge project, which is too big for your institution size. You are going to do it first time. Do you know what is the cost of that project for which you asked me to lay a foundation stone?" And Daddy smiled very sweetly and says, "Yes, brother, I know. We sat down, we did a meeting, and I asked my engineers, and they said it will take more than 10 crores of rupees. 10 crores means about 100 million. The cost of the project is more than 100 million. This collector, note down, she knows the cost of the project. This old lady has never seen a college. She doesn't know what is a per chart and all that type things. But let's see, ask her questions. Okay, Daddy, have you also planned how much time would you like to take to build this complex for which, you know, I have planned the, sanctioned the plans?" She said, "Yes, that also we discussed, brother. I think in 2.5 to 3 years I should be able to complete the project. Preferably 2.5 years. Note down, it's a time-bound program." So time-bound, written. "Okay, Daddy, my next question is, how much money would you need every day to complete this project in 2.5 years? She said, "Yes, I had asked my brothers and sisters. I should know the daily expenditure because we have to arrange it. It should be about 1.5 lakhs, 850,000 rupees per day. He says, "Note down, the old lady knows how much money is required every day." And then he says, "Good, Daddy, you have got very nice information, but now I'm going to ask you some more difficult questions." He says, nahi bhai, kuch bhi difficult nahi hota hai. There's nothing difficult in our life. Ask anything what you want." He says, "I have checked up your fund situation. Your organization has a total savings of 35 lakh rupees in the bank. 35 lakh rupees means 3.5 million rupees. Yes. And I, as a political leader, have done many projects which are done with the voluntary contributions. I think your organization runs on voluntary contributions." "Of course, we only take voluntary contribution from our regular members only. If you do not have 10% money in your hand to start a project, that project will never complete. You have only 3.5% of the estimated amount, 3% hardly. Your project will never take off." She smiled. "And also, you have refused my offer. Though it was very meager, 0.5 million only, but you have refused my offer. I believe you are not taking it." "No, no, it's not a question of refusal, my dear brother. We have a system, you know. I have a value system for this institution. And my value system is, my Baba has told me, apne hi tan man dhan se Bharat ko swarg banana hai. Through our own tan, man, dhan." I think you all understand these three words. Through our body, through our mind, and through our money. "We have to make this land of Bharat a heavenly abode. So that's my value system. And tan, man, dhan of we people means we students only." He says, "Then tell me now, how will you complete this project? How will you start off?" Then she said, "Have you finished all the questions? Or any more? Ask any more questions. I will reply you one at all at a time." And are you only the governor of the state or you are my brother also? He says, Dadi, I am not only your brother, I am like your son, I am your student. So you can be absolutely free to talk what you want. And then she said, okay, stand by for a difficult answer. And he says, tell me, what is the difficulty? There is no difficulty except that I want to tell you that I am not going to start this project for the next 3 months. He says, then why the hell did you hurry up to approve it? You called me all the way from Jaipur to do the foundation stone. If you are not in a rush to start, he says, I don't do anything in a rush. I do everything very peacefully. And he says, but why? Why do you want to delay? He says, for one single reason, my brother. You have told me I don't have 10% funds to start. So I'm not going to start. He says, okay, then how will you raise funds? We have sat together, we have discussed with our brothers and sisters, and we have made a very simple plan. Each one, each day, each rupee, she spoke first time in English, that's all I am translating already. Each one, each day, each rupee, kam se kam. She couldn't translate the last word. Kam se kam means minimum. Each one of us will donate at least 1 rupee per day. And I'm going to put a donation box. People are going to put money into it. I will wait for 1 month. Donation box is in place. Money has been put in. Another month for the money to reach me from various parts of the country, and I've got money centers all over. And then he said, what will you find out? Whether I am getting 1.5 lakh rupees plus per day or not, number one. He said, then why 3 months? Because after 2 months, I will know first-hand situation. How much is the collection? If I am getting more than that, then I will wait for 1 more month to ensure that it continues. And you know, with 2 donations from about 1.5 lakh people, 50% even of my students contribute, I have 3 lakh students. And even if 50-60% contribute, I should be able to have the money. And then, after 3 months, you know what will be my total collections? He says, tell Dadiji, I cannot do arithmetic calculations so much. You have a collector, he has got, I think, a computer who is doing something in his hand. Ask him to calculate. And then the collector was calculating 1.1 rupee per head per day, more than 150,000 people will donate. Every month there will be about 50 lakh rupees, and then in 2 months it will be 100 lakh rupees, means 10 million, 3.5 million is their saving. He says, sir, with all their savings combined together, they will have 13.5 million rupees at the end of 3 months. Then she said, 10% ho gaya? Is it more than 10% or not? And then the governor said, oh yes, it's then more than 10%. Then only I will start. So everybody was very happy, and you know, he was in a very good mood, and then he told his collector, see, this good old lady, she has never seen a college, but she's so calculative, and she knows how to manage things, and I'm very happy. Now, the tea starts, so I was just going to call the tea, and before that, Dadi said, anything else you want to say now about your donations? He said, no, Dadi, I am not going to donate government money into it. That's rest assured. But Dadi, I am your student. You see, she has reached that level of all those 7 qualities. Now she has to make a team. She has convinced him. She is responsible for her decisions. Now team making is still left out. That is part of the courage. You do not compromise with your value system. How you build up a team. And then he says, Dadi, she was just giving vibrations. He says, yes, I want to say something. I have been your student for the last 17 days. I have just finished my course. Am I entitled for contribution personal? She says, yes, you are my student, you must contribute. And then he says, I cannot come to your center every day to give 1 rupee in that donation box, because with me so many fleet travels and the amount of expenditure on petrol of my vehicles is also a few thousand rupees every day, and I cannot come to donate 1 rupee. I will send 30 rupees per month. Is that okay? And then she smiled at him, and then she said, did you hear me correctly? He said, yes, you told each one, each day, each rupee. He says, but that last word I had added, come say come. That is the minimum. What is your salary, my brother? Now you're my student, okay? You're not the governor. You know, with that personal strength he does. And this guy didn't know what to say. He says, my salary is 10,000 rupees per month. And then you want to give only 1 rupee per day. You know, he, Shiva, and then by the time his face was becoming red. And I signed immediately, come on, let's have coffee. Sir, very nice samosas and coffee and tea has been made. Would you like to have a coffee or a tea? He said, I prefer a coffee. And we had coffee and we had all those nice picnic plates and everybody was satisfied. The governor went home. And within 10 minutes, the boldness and courage shown, you know how does it bring a result? Don't compromise with your value system. You can make people join your value system. And with her sweetness and with her conviction, the way she explained him, he was feeling so indebted that in 10 minutes, his ADC comes. And he comes to me, he says, sir, I want to see Dadiji. Because I have been a military officer, so naturally he used to give respect. I said, you can tell me what's the topic, what do you want to do? Only to Dadiji. I am going to open my mouth as per His Excellency's orders, only to Dadiji. Okay, friend, we take you to Dadiji. Dadi was just sitting in her room, chit-chatting with Ishu Dadi in Pandabhavan. And I said, his ADC has come, Dadi, and he wants to meet you. He said, yes, yes, call him, call him. Our ADC bhai. Because Dadi will always say bhai, you know, my brother, governor bhai, or ADC bhai, or whatever he used to use the words. And then ADC comes, he salutes. And she used to feel very happy if a person in uniform salutes her, and then she will shake hand with him. And that young officer was very happy. She said, can I shake hand with you? Dadi, can I shake hand with you? So he took out his hand and he was very happy. He says, Dadiji, His Excellency has ordered me to tell you. And he opened out from his pocket a pack of, you know, there was a small packet which had 1 full month's salary, 10,000 rupees. That was his salary and it was a salary day. He has just drawn the salary today and he says, this is my first contribution to the Gyan Sarovar project. Now you can clap if you liked. She made the fortune of the governor for 21 lives by not compromising with the value system, displayed courage, and the result was, if those 500,000 rupees would have come to us, that won't survive even for 3 days. But that would have not made any fortune to the governor. By explaining him the things in a lovely manner, she made it sure that it is his fortune which is built up, and with him the whole government will stand with us for all the other types of helps. Including this approach road, we could have never made ourselves. Only the government could do that. So an approach road costing 11 lakh rupees was given to us by His Excellency through government funds, because it could be done only in a government manner. So a huge cooperation was won. So it is said that if you do not compromise with your value system, you are a good team builder. Your lifestyle is like that of a, you know, that you go down when the heavy winds are blowing and then you stand up again. But keeping that humility in your life gives you so much strength that you can do very difficult tasks in a very easy manner. And in a very easy manner, in 2.5 years, this whole Gyan Sarovar complex came up. He was invited to have a visit and he had the tears of joy in his eyes. He says, oh, this heaven has emerged. The heaven has emerged. The heaven has emerged. That's how he used to compliment. And those joys, tears of joy, flow out of the eyes of every visitor who comes here. That is the quality of courage which can do wonders. So we all follow Dadi Janaki Ji because she is our present chief, and the first gift which she has been gifted by this organization is that she has become free from the fear of death. That means she is the most courageous woman on this earth. And let all of us, all of you, be bestowed with these two basic qualities of contentment and courage, so that all the qualities are with you, and we become Bap Saman. Because the Father is always contented. He is the Almighty. And if we practice a combined stage with Him, we can also make fortunes of the people who come to us and all the future generations also, because we are going to make this world into a golden aged world. And your descendants will be the deities. You are the ancestral souls. Our sweetest father, Brahma Baba, is the great-great-grandfather of all the humanity. And we being from the first life, we are his first selected children. We are also the ancestral souls, the ancestors of all the deity souls of the Golden Age, Silver Age, and all the souls of all the religions which emerged later as per the tree of humanity. And now we'll have some meditation. Sitting below this tree of humanity, using the state of ancestral souls, keeping Bap Dada with us combined, he is emanating the rays of peace and bliss onto us, and through us, those rays of peace and bliss are moving into this whole tree of humanity. First to the deities of the Golden Age, Silver Age, see their faces emerging with joy, and then you see the tree taking out the various branches of different religions, people of all the religions, places of all the worship, and all the religious people are there, and these rays of peace and bliss are flowing onto them, making their faces also light and bright. So we'll sit in this consciousness of ancestral soul for the next few minutes. Immerse the tree of humanity on top of us, and Bap Dada just behind me, combined with me, and he is emanating the vibrations and the rays of peace and bliss, which I am absorbing, and through me, they are flowing on towards the whole tree of humanity. Easy to do that? I think many of us must have practiced this many times. Sitting below the tree, at the roots, and emanating vibrations of peace and bliss to all the souls of this human tree. But sitting in a combined stage with Bap Dada, receiving vibrations from him, and then emanating into this tree of humanity. I'm not going to conduct any commentary. We will immerse this scene and sit in that stage for next few minutes. Om Shanti.